But first this hour, Arizona has been in the midst of a drought for a couple of decades now, and in 1996, the Arizona Water Banking Authority was created as a way to save water for when we might need it. Nearly 3.6 million acre-feet of water is currently being stored, which amounts to more than 2 years of deliveries for the Central Arizona Project. But there's one big question left to answer. How do we actually make a withdrawal from that bank? According to Tony Davis, environmental reporter for the Arizona Daily Star, no infrastructure currently exists to pump this water out. He wrote about this for the paper and joins us now to talk more about it. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
So really, there's all this water stored and there's no way to really get access to it?
Well, that's not 100% correct. There's several major facilities, like four or five of them, where a lot of water has been stored and there isn't infrastructure on the ground. There are others where there is infrastructure, but they're far away from the cities. They're in farmland, and so they'd have to build infrastructure to get the water from the farmland to the cities in some cases, you know? And so they're looking now for alternative ways to get the water out that doesn't cost as much. But anyway, go ahead. Next question.
Yeah, Tony, well, explain that to us a bit, because I'm curious. Arizona has gotten a ton of credit over the years for being many areas, of course, desert-like areas or desert areas, and the state has gotten a lot of credit for banking. Even the concept of your piece seems to throw people off a little bit. So key us in. Give us some more details on if, in fact, we can get to this banking water, why there's a complication in the first place. Was there sort of a part A, but the part B was missing a bit?
Basically, the part B was missing. The emphasis, you know, for many years was to get the water in the ground. We weren't using all our CAP water at the time, and they were afraid California was going to take it. So they put a lot of emphasis in getting the water bank created and spent a lot of money in the early years recharging as much into the aquifer as possible. Okay? Now they're trying to do a plan to come up with the best and most economical and cost-effective ways to access the water when they need it, which could be 3 to 10 years from now, depending on when the big shortages finally hit. And the issues are very complicated. The costs for just building wells and pipelines to extract the water from the site is fairly expensive. The other alternative, which I think they're actively looking at in a lot of places, is to leave that water where it is, but have the cities pump water out from closer to where they are, and they'd pump additional water out, and the water that's left in the water bank would be sort of a credit against the future pumping, if you understand that. I know that's not a simple concept, but that's how they're looking at it. And they're still in the middle of debating this. They're discussing it. Anyway.
Well, Tony, when you talk about it being people needing it to be economical and some of the stuff is fairly expensive, how much money are we talking about?
Well, the grade A example is this place west of where you are called Tonopah. It's out in the desert, 50 miles or something west of Phoenix. And they found out when they started it that there was some arsenic in the groundwater there naturally, and it started mixing with the water that was recharged. And because they have to treat the water when they take it out, drilling the wells and treating the water is going to cost $143 to $200 million or maybe a little more. So that's the top line cost. Some of the others are not that bad. That's an extreme example.
Tony, one more question for you. Deadline. We're considering now last week. We've heard from the federal government that now perhaps Arizona will in fact be in a shortage as it relates to the Colorado River and Lake Mead in 2020. So how much does it behoove people to make this plan come into place as soon as possible, even by the end of this year, to make sure that there is more access to water if the Colorado dries up to some extent?
It's important that they get a plan as soon as possible. We wouldn't need it in 2020 because those cutbacks would mainly affect farms. They would not affect cities. And the water bank water is not stored for farms. It's only stored for cities and Indian tribes. So we're talking 2022 or beyond before we'd need the water. But it is important to get a plan as quickly as possible so everybody will know what they're going to do. Okay?
Tony Davis, environmental reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. Tony, thanks for the quick update.
And thank you. Talk to you again. Bye.